Tropical Storm Harvey has brought much of Houston to a complete halt, including research at NASA's Johnson Space Center. Flooding has driven away all but 125 essential staff that support the International Space Station and the James Webb Space Telescope, which is currently in Houston for testing. Now, in a minute, we're going to talk about an unusual experiment that NASA's running using data gathered from packets of bacteria that were attached to weather balloons during last week's solar eclipse and what that might teach planetary scientists about life on Mars. But first, we want to check in on how NASA is handling the disaster in Houston. And we're joined by Jim Green. He's director of planetary science for NASA, and he's in Washington. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, you're in Washington, D.C. today, but I first have to ask you about, NASA's presence in Houston, the Johnson Space Center, so wildly critical to the American space program. What do we know about how things are going down there?
Well, indeed, Johnson Space Center has, 10,000 employees. It's a little south of downtown Houston. So, indeed, it's been hammered with rain as the rest of Houston has. Now, planetary science has a major archive of lunar samples and other kinds of what we call extraterrestrial samples in its archive that it manages. And I can report that they were all in good shape and taken care of very well, and the employees that work in that particular area for us are currently safe.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm seeing some tweets here from the Johnson Space Center Twitter account. This was from a couple of days ago. They say that the center will be closed to all but mission essential personnel. So obviously those folks are still there. I've also been reading that some of them are just sleeping overnight at the Johnson Space Center so they can be there and ready for their shifts when they're needed. Before we talk about your research more specifically, Dr. Green, I do want to ask you, the Johnson Space Center is right now home to an $8 billion telescope, the James Webb telescope, that's going to be the next generation replacement for the Hubble Space Telescope. Is it all right? Is the Webb scope okay?
Well, the report yesterday that I received was that it was safe. It's under vacuum in their very large vacuum chamber, and that test is proceeding well.
Okay, good. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that that does continue to be the case. So let's talk for a bit about the experiment that you ran during the American eclipse last week. Can you remind us, you were sending packets of bacteria up into the atmosphere.
Right. The principal investigator of our planetary experiment is David J. Smith. He's a researcher in the Space Biosciences Division at NASA's Ames. And that experiment is just tremendously exciting for us. It's all about sending up microbes to 100,000 feet in the path of totality. At that altitude, the temperature, the pressure is such that it's very Mars-like.
Very Mars-like. Okay, so we get a glimpse of how these bacteria would survive, or if they could survive on Mars? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. In fact, it's a very harsh environment, 30, 40 below zero, a tenth of the pressure. But what's even more important to me is that it's above the ozone. So that's our protective layer against ultraviolet radiation. And indeed, at 100,000 feet, we're pretty much above the ozone. So they're also receiving ultraviolet light. Now, during the eclipse, some of the ultraviolet light, like the rest of the sun's light, is indeed blocked. And that makes it less intense. And all that adds up to being much more Mars-like.
Huh. Interesting. So is the question that you're trying to answer, could there ever have been these kind of bacteria on Mars, or is it more sort of a can life survive there now?
Well, it's a first step in deciding whether microbial life of Earth origin, which may actually be on our rovers, actually survive in that environment, and if so, for how long?
Okay. So, Dr. Green, I also understand that this experiment was actually launched by student groups across the country. Is that right?
Well, absolutely. The original plan for the 57 balloons along the path of totality were many different students from different universities and organizations were trained on inflating and launching the balloons. Now, our particular experiment was only on about 30 of the 57 balloons along the path of totality.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it too early to ask whether or not you have any results? Did the bacteria survive?
Well, I would love to be able to tell you, but that requires more analysis. But I will tell you this. Out of the 30 balloons, it looks like 15 of them work perfectly. And that's currently in a microbiology lab right now undergoing the analysis.
Okay. We'll have you back when you've got results, okay?
That'd be great.
Now, how does this relate, this research that you're doing now, how does this relate, if at all, to NASA's goal of sending a manned mission to Mars by 2030?
Well, you know, it's an element of what we call planetary protection. This is a process for which, as we develop spacecraft and send out into the solar system, our spacecraft go to harsh regions. And, of course, some of these regions we have deemed potentially habitable, even though they may be harsh from our perspective here on Earth. And if that's the case, we want to really understand if life as we know it from Earth can survive in that environment. And then also whether life that we might bring back from that environment doesn't infect or hurt our life. That's what planetary protection is all about.
Hmm, interesting. So it's sort of a NASA version of the Prime Directive. That
you could look at it that way.
I always have to get a Star Trek reference.
Do no harm. Somewhere. That's right.
Exactly.
Well, now, you know, this kind of knowledge is incredibly important to us. You know, we've announced we're starting to work on plans to bring back samples that will be taken by our Mars 2020 rover, which is currently under development. And so this next decade, these samples, if they come back, we're going to want to look at them. Now, if we find life in those samples, the first thing we want to eliminate is life that we brought. And so consequently, understanding if microbial life from Earth in a Mars environment survives is one of the first sets of experiments one wants to do to eliminate that.
Hmm. I take your point about the importance of planetary protection and sort of these incremental experiments that contribute to that. But I just have to ask, I mean, are we on track? Is NASA on track for a manned mission or to launch a manned mission by 2030?
Absolutely. You know, going to Mars is not Star Trek. It's not all about going where humans never go before. So planetary science is really the pioneers that are leading the way. So we're on Mars now. We're roving on Mars. We're finding out all about it that we can. And all that aids us in developing a series of human missions that will go to Mars, that will land, that will live, that will work, and then return.
Hmm. Well, Jim Green is the Director of Planetary Science for NASA, speaking to us today from Washington, D.C. Dr. Green, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.